Question 1. Business. Practice 4. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
As you should have read, hemp is often confused with marijuana, and despite its wide variety of uses, is mistakenly considered an illegal drug. Hemp and marijuana are both varieties of the cannabis plant. The US ban on growing all forms of cannabis helped shape people's belief that both are a drug. Scientific data, of course, proves that hemp contains only minimal amounts of the chemical, THC, that makes marijuana a drug. While this data proves that hemp is not a psychoactive drug, it doesn't tell the whole story behind hemp. To make the full distinction between hemp and marijuana clear in people's minds, the multitude of useful applications for hemp must be emphasized. While marijuana's only use is that of a drug, hemp is in fact a natural raw material with a great number of industrial and commercial uses. Such applications for hemp are nothing new. Over 30 countries, including Canada, France, Germany, Russia, and China, recognize hemp's variety of uses and grow it industrially. Have some of you ever seen hemp purses and clothes in store displays? Well, you'll be amazed that over 25,000 products can be manufactured from hemp, including hair conditioner, diapers, insulation, carpets, paper, perfume, you name it. The health food industry is the latest to capitalize on hemp. Richer in protein than soybeans, hemp is one of the healthiest foods you can eat. Still grown without genetic modification, hemp foods are a healthy alternative to soy products, which are now mostly made from genetically modified beans. Information simply showing that hemp is not a drug is in reality not very pertinent to the present times. I believe that most people's mistaken perception of hemp as a drug is becoming more and more something of the past. While US drug laws continue to make marijuana illegal and the old US ban on growing all forms of cannabis remains, hemp products are as perfectly legal for import and sale. Isn't it ironic, then, that while the US public still struggles to distinguish hemp from a drug, the US itself is the world's leading consumer and retail marketer of hemp-made goods?